Okay, you've heard us reporting all day yesterday and this morning that President Trump announced his decision to pull the United States out of the Paris Climate Agreement. And we've been asking our listeners to tell us their thoughts. WNYC Shamita Basu has been listening to voicemails and reading tweets and comments, and she's in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Shamita.
Hey, morning, Richard.
What are people saying?
Well, first keep this in mind. A November 2016 poll found that 7 out of 10 Americans support restrictions on carbon emissions. So, yeah, a lot of callers were upset about this news. Seth in New Jersey said he's not buying President Trump's argument that deals like this somehow hinder job growth.
As we grow and create more options for renewable energy, there will be more jobs that will solve the same problem that he's trying to correct.
And a lot of people made similar arguments about job creation, like this listener, Ed Katona.
One of the 21st century's greatest engines of job creation is the development of sustainable energy. Donald Trump just threw that under the internal combustion bus. What a colossal error.
Wow.
Yeah, many people called in and they said that they felt like this decision was going to leave the U.S. out of an important and exciting global endeavor to face the future. And they fear the effects of isolationism. Here's Ellen from Stamford, Connecticut.
It shows that he's more interested in saving a few pennies than he is looking forward to a new era where it's going to be very important to find replacements for fossil fuels.
So, Shamita, there's a lot of talk now about American leadership or maybe lack thereof in this very moment. Did anyone have thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. A lot of our Facebook followers were expressing their disappointment over what this means for America's role in leading global action on climate change. But one person, Chris Torres, was optimistic. He wrote, "The U.S. is a resilient democracy. We can survive 4 years under Trump. The next administration will have to work hard to bring the U.S. back to being leader of the free world."
Okay, so Shamita, I'm assuming, because I was watching the coverage yesterday and I saw one senator actually supporting what Trump's position is. Did anyone call in to say they supported what he's doing
here? Yeah, we got a few. Well, one caller who didn't leave his name said he'd actually been a Democrat for 40 years, but now he's a Republican. And he supports Trump's decision because he thought the deal was bad.
We're the ones paying all the money, and the other countries don't have to adhere to the agreement. They can withdraw with no penalty. I'm more concerned about the environment than global warming.
So if you have any thoughts on the U.S. pulling out of the accords, you can still leave us a voicemail. The number is 855-869-9692.
Thanks, Shamita Basu.
Thank you, Richard.